It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagles tomorrow. Very fired up. Now, Ike, you'll be part of the pregame show, which will be at the link for the viewing party, right?
Yeah, buddy.
So you're going to get all dressed up? Oh, you're not.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a game. I like seeing you in your game day gear. Yeah.
Might be a little different this year.
Yeah. Ike or Spike, you're going to wear your Ike Reese jersey?
It's too tiny.
Wow.
How is it? Well, he's never had that problem before, but like... But I don't get how it could be too tiny using the NFL.
Because
you were 120 pounds.
I'm 150 pounds and 153 pounds. And the problem with the Ike jersey is that it was cut. It's cut so people can't pull the jersey.
Yes, so guards and tackles can't hold me.
Yeah, so yes. It's like it's actually very funny to look at because it's skin tight around my midsection, but then it has puffy little shoulders or whatever.
Or the shoulder pads. It's an actual game jersey is what Spike is basically saying.
It doesn't look cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I'll wear my Boston. Oh, can I wear my Boston Scott jersey?
Of course.
I'll wear my Boston Scott jersey.
Well, he's not on. I guess it's still good.
Yeah, you know, I got to get a Jalix. I want a Jalix Hunt.
You want a Jalix Hunt?
Yeah, I'm going to be a Jalix Hunt.
So people are going to be like, oh, you got an Ike Reese jersey. Like, No, it's a Jalix Hunt jersey.
Yeah, and I'm going to go, they're going to go, you got an Ike Reese jersey. And I'm going to go, no. They're going to go, Trent Cole. I'm going to go, nope. And I turn around, it's just going to say Hunt on the back. All right, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Are the Eagles in the same tier as the Lions and the Niners in the NFC? Same tier, 75%. Mm-hmm. Now, we are going to do two things at once here. I think we can accomplish it. First, we will have the return of the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Ow! But we will do it while Elliot Shore Parks is on the phone from Brazil so we can get his reactions to the rankings. Elliot, are you prepared for this?
Yeah, I just had a 2.5-hour ride from practice to the hotel, so just as if my day could get better, I'm excited to see where you put me on this live on air. It'll be good.
Well, you should have... checked in with her because he could have told you the best way to get there. We just had him on the air. He has it all figured out. So we'll give you his
number.
Didn't
take him 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear it.
So if you hadn't heard this, because we haven't done it in several weeks, the Eagles Insider of the Year is an award that we will hand out after the Eagles play their final game to the insider who provides us the most accurate material during the season. Now, what we have determined is that you get credit for a story that ends up being right, you get dinged for a story that is incorrect, and you also get penalized for not having any stories at all because inactivity is sort of a detriment as well. We want you swinging out there. Also, we decided midway through the rankings that informed speculation will be counted.
I like it.
Right? So we've had a very busy 6 weeks. Elliot, have you thought at all about where you deserve to be on this list?
Yeah, I have, actually. And I think I am just very clearly number one after the training camp I had. I mean, obviously, I know in terms of breaking news, right, not my thing over the last month, but I just don't think any insider's been discussed or provided more information than me. So I do think I should be number one.
Do you think you should be dinged for the NovaCare worm in your brain?
No, I think that's actually another reason I should be number one. I'm providing information straight out of the NovaCare.
So you're confirming. All right, good. This is good.
As long as we know the worms in there.
I've seen into it at this point. It doesn't seem going to drop it. So.
Okay.
He's smart. He knows you're not going to drop it. So
no,
yeah.
I'm never going to drop
when
it.
When you asked your head coach about it, I figured this was probably not going away. Yeah.
I did ask the head coach.
You did ask the head coach.
No deal. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Didn't I say the worm or something to Nick Sirianni?
Yep. Well, yeah, I mean, he agreed with it. He went right along with it. Yep.
Here we are.
We reprogrammed it the other day.
Man, I love my job. I just love it. Okay. Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. Again, the official award will be handed out after the Eagles play their final game. Number five, Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, D-Gun.
Mm.
Now, D-Gun was out of the rankings for a while as O.G. Wade and Corey from Columbus threatened, but none of their stories ended up working.
None of it worked
and
out.
And D-Gun did have the story that Big Dom is basically running things in the NovaCare facility, which has yet to be shot down at any point.
And it did lose almost every game after Big Dom was out.
Yes.
So it's a big report.
So D-Gun, number five. Elliot, your thoughts.
Look, I think D-Gun is, he's a legend. If you talk about, the GOAT guys to cover this team, he is certainly on the Mount Rushmore. So, yeah, I think that's fair. The Big Dom story, it's football time, it's D-Gun time. I'm good with that.
All right. Number four, sliding down from his previous ranking of number one, because we have not seen any big stories come out of him, but he is obviously part of this race. Number four, WIP's Howard Eskin.
Mm.
Time's yours.
Elliot, your thoughts?
Yeah, another GOAT, right? Another legend when it comes to the team. I like to think the worm he had maybe potentially, made its way over me. Who knows? But yeah, I'm happy to see.
But you would agree he's done almost nothing in the last month. Like, he hasn't participated in this thing.
In Eagles Insider, no.
He does consistently make fun of my training camp stats, so maybe that counts. I don't know.
Maybe he's jealous. Maybe he's jealous.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why he's down at number four.
Yeah. Maybe he's jealous. Coming, and by the way, this is why it's important that we do the rankings. Jack, you talked about inactivity. I think our rankings force activity. They hold people accountable. All right. Number three in the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, WIP's own Elliot Shore Parks.
Ooh, boy.
Get out of here. Number three.
Okay.
You're number three.
Ooh.
You're number three, Elliot.
All right. I strongly disagree with that.
Well, you're ahead of Howard Eskin and D-Gun and Joe Santoliquido and...
There's nothing to be upset about.
Corey from Columbus.
I'm upset about it. Yeah, I think I should be number one after the performance.
There's no
I had,
insider on that. You're just tracking passes.
Guess what? Not everyone can watch those practices. I'm literally inside the NovaCare.
That's a good
Nobody
point.
Has provided more accurate information about the team over the last month than I have.
We don't know that it's accurate. We only know, you could be like Harvey Pollack with the Chamberlain stats.
Well, apparently the head coach follows it, so that makes it seem like it's a little bit accurate.
But he doesn't agree with your grades.
Well, that's fine. I'm a real football guy. I stand by my grades. Yeah.
Okay. Number two, Eagles Insider of the Year, WIP's own Ike Reese.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
He did say... Mekhi Becton would be the Eagles' starting right guard.
Mm-hmm.
He
did miss out on, why do I forget this guy's name?
Also? Justin Simmons.
Justin Simmons. And he did
big old swing and a miss on Justin Simmons, brought up like 18 times.
Yeah, so hold on. They should have
signed Justin Simmons.
Well, that makes you an analyst, not an insider.
Yeah. It's not a woulda, coulda, shoulda kind of rankings here.
Yeah, let me defend Ike here for a second.
So okay.
This whole Justin Simmons thing, they had interest in Justin Simmons. They were monitoring him. Like, they had it.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Interest. So this is, if you're going to do this insider ranking thing, like, not all these things are going to come true. But, I believe.
That's what I'm talking about, E.
But it would have. Ike was correct. So I don't think he should be dinged for that. Now, obviously, the Mekhi Becton thing's a big one. I still think I should be ahead of Ike, but I do agree the Mekhi Becton thing was a big one.
You know, here's the
thing. And he wants credit for harder training camp practices. Ike wants credit for that.
I do want credit for that, too.
I think that's that more of an opinion than it is a... Yeah. Well, so you're number two, Ike. What do you do? All this complaining.
I've had a pretty good offseason.
Yeah, a pretty good.
I got Saquon. I got the draft right. Elliot, you were terrible with the draft. That's why I'm still ahead of you, because you were terrible with the draft. I got the draft
we'll
right.
We'll find out tomorrow night.
Well, Elliot, by the way, your point about the Justin Simmons thing is here's my resolution to that, is that the only way we know if he's right or wrong is if they sign him. So, like, if we could get an official account saying that, yes, they were trying to sign him, then, but we're never going to get that. So, right. So he just, if you're right, you get credit. If you're wrong,
okay.
You don't get credit.
Sorry.
It's a make or miss league.
I'm just pointing that out.
It's just, this
I appreciate
is
the support, E. I appreciate it.
Again, I wouldn't have him two. I would have me one. Well, I'd have me
well,
one.
Well, I mean, I could be two and you could be one.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
He's
that's
not
how
one.
Many people rank us. So I think that's how it should be. Yeah.
And
who's number one?
Okay. So lest you don't think we take this seriously, number one moved into that position today with the final vote from the committee after he was the first Eagles reporter to tweet from Brazil, even though it is against the law. That is the newspaper reporter. He tweeted from Brazil. He was the first one to say that Devin White wasn't going to start anyway. And he did have the people in the NovaCare facility unhappy with Jalen Hurts' comments thing in his podcast that is owned by Odyssey. Number one is the newspaper reporter in a stunning thing to happen for all of us.
I'm calling BS, E. Call it.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can follow me on Threads at Elliot.
No, dump it.
I'm also on Instagram, but you should definitely check that out. I have all this Brazil content for you from there.
No, we don't use Threads. So, Elliot, while we have you, I thought it was interesting. I mentioned, and congratulations to the newspaper reporter, but there's a long way to go. You know, we have several weeks. We have months to go before there's a number one.
We definitely want other candidates.
Yes. By the way, these are not the only five candidates, you know?
Yeah. Now we're in the season. I'm trying to figure out where do I fit in at.
Well, that's up to you to decide. So, Elliot. So, all right. So we all during camp just assume, maybe rightly or wrongly, but we all just assume that Devin White will be one of the starting linebackers. Then we get the story that he hurt his ankle and he wasn't traveling to Brazil. Then following that story, there were many reporters, not you specifically, but many reporters who were like, he wasn't going to start anyway. And then they were like, Albert Breer was like, they tried to trade him. So can you make sense of any of this? Because it all seems very strange to us.
Yeah, so they did not, in my opinion, they did not treat Devin White like he was in danger of losing anything during training camp. He took by far the most reps of any linebacker on the team with the first team defense. He did it at the beginning of camp, he did it in the middle of camp, he did it at the end of camp. Now he's injured, so who knows if he would have started. But I think Devin White would have been out there quite a bit tomorrow night against the Packers had he been healthy. Because they gave him all those reps. Like, Nakobe got maybe one six of the first team reps that Devin White got in practice. So, you know, and I guess you could also say whether he would, wouldn't, whatever. Like, they're worse off for not having Devin White tomorrow night. Devin White is their best linebacker. And so, for whatever the Eagles might think, like, Nakobe's never played serious snaps in the NFL. Jeremiah Charter's never played in the NFL. Zach Bond never played this position. Like, I think there's a lot of kind of, you know, it's no big deal, Devin White's out. I don't think that's true. Devin White, I think, is a loss for them.
Well, obviously there's messaging that is going through reporters who never report. By the way, I didn't see, and Jack, Ike, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I didn't see one reporter during camp, one reporter ever say that Devin White wasn't going to start.
No.
Not one time.
No.
And all of a sudden, the information is out there. It's like, he wasn't really going to play anyway. He lost his starting job. I can't resolve that. It seems very strange. And where do you think the trade stuff comes from?
Yeah, I mean, look, the fact that he's not playing, I mean, maybe, you know, they want to make it seem like it's no big deal. I would be surprised if they actually would have traded Devin White. They gave him a decent amount of money. He was a priority free agent signing for them. He was signed, I think, in the first 2 weeks of training camp. They've treated him all camp like a main guy. I mean, this sounds like a silly thing, but he gets up on the podium when the other guys are not. So I just they've always treated him like he was going to be a main part of the team. So you're right. It is surprising to me. I mean, you know, number three over here that all of a sudden they don't like him. It's surprising now that he's hurt. They don't like him.
Yeah, it is surprising. It's funny. We talked to Mike Lombardi at 4 o'clock, and he said that he never expected Devin White to start, in that he thought the Tampa Bay defense got much better after they benched Devin White last year. So the interesting coming from everywhere. What do you think the odds are that Devin White never plays a down for the Eagles?
I think very small.
Okay.
And I'm sure this will dig me if I'm wrong. But, like, well, I mean, maybe if he's out like a month, but Friday night's a tough matchup for these linebackers. The Packers have a good receiving running back in Josh Jacobs. They have a good run-blocking offensive line. Like, they have good pass-catching tight end. So I think it's a tough matchup for the linebackers. I mean, we will see how they play. But if Devin White is healthy for week two, I think Devin White will be active and out there.
All right, final thing, Elliot. We've been talking all day about what sort of tier in the NFC the Eagles are on, whether they are in the top tier, which I have assigned to Detroit and San Francisco, or in the next tier, perhaps with the Falcons and the Packers and the Cowboys. Where do you see the Eagles in terms of the hierarchy of the NFC?
So my hierarchy going into the season would be Lions number one, Packers number two, Eagles number three. And then after that, I think there's a somewhat significant gap between the rest of the team.
Between the Eagles and the 49ers.
Yes, because no team has gone back to the Super Bowl in like 40 plus years in the NFC. And we all just saw last year what coming off losing the Super Bowl does to a team. So I'm crossing the Niners off as legitimate contenders. You already see all the drama they're dealing with contracts. Trent Williams just showed up. They barely signed Brandon Ayuk before the start of the season. You're right. If like there was no previous history and we just look at the rosters, yeah, it's comparable, but that's not how it's played. We saw that last year. So I don't think the Niners are in that same tier.
Well, Elliot, we appreciate you checking in. And what I want to offer some words of encouragement. Don't use your number three ranking as an insult. Use it to motivate you. You know, you are within striking distance.
Look, this reminds me of when you used to work at WIP and we would have meetings. So, you know, it's basically like doing my review on air, which is fun. It's
Except I'm not your boss. So, it's better this way.
You know, you're ranking me, so we'll see.
But, yeah.
I appreciate it. I will use it as encouragement.
I got to tell you, E, I'm a little disappointed in the outfits.
In the what?
Your outfits.
I mean, your videos in front of Christ the Redeemer.
All right, so I will say, I wasn't loving the shirt I had on yesterday.
Okay.
agree with you on that. I even said to my wife before I left, I was like, I really don't want to wear the shirt. But what happened is I didn't do a good job packing. I disagree with some of my other outfits. I feel like a lot of my pictures have been fire. But yesterday, I agree with that.
I just thought you would step it up another notch and do a whole, you're in Brazil, so I thought I'd see a little more flash out of you.
Well, look, it's pretty clear from this call I got a lot of work to do. So I'm excited to be a better version of myself.
Wearing a suit to the game. That
accountability, just accountability.
Perhaps a linen suit to the game tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Maybe I'll send a picture and let you know.
All right. Okay. There he is, Elliot Shore Parks. You can hear him literally every single day, every morning on the Go Birds podcast, where you can get it in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. All right, Elliot, good luck.
All right. Talk to you guys.
All right, brother.
There he is, Elliot Shore Parks. Sounded very upset with his number three.
He did.
Definitely upset.
Yeah. And he definitely had internal power rankings back when you were there. If you walked into your office on a big big blackboard or whatever.
Yeah, internal. I had a Google Doc with the rankings of everyone all the time. And rankings of people who didn't even work here in case I needed somebody.
That's right.
Yeah.
Always managing.
And it's funny. Elliot's like, it sort of feels like when you were the boss. And I said to Jack beforehand, I was like, I use these power rankings to push Elliot. Absolutely. We got to push Elliot. I would love Elliot to finish number one in this. I would love.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next.
I've already won just by being where I'm at.
Being on the list.
Yeah.
Being number two.
Mekhi Becton. Yeah.
Shocker.
Can we get something else besides the right guard? I just want to know what the next Ike Reese scoop is. Like Woj over there.
We might get it.
I'm telling you. I had that Justin Simmons thing.
You did.
You pulled a trigger on it, man.
He only got seven.
Yeah. What are we doing, Howie?
They paid Devin White $6 million to do nothing.
Yes.
All right. Coming up next, two very big things. First, everybody's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show, which is the top five at five. But we also have our predictions for the NFL this season. That includes who ends up in the final four teams, the NFC and AFC championship games, who wins the MVP, offensive and defensive player of the year, and who wins the Super Bowl. So that and the top five at five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.